Zeh Nishmas Avi Murray Yaakov and Yisrael Pinchas, Zeh Nishmas Daniel Shein and Yeshua Pala. Okay, so we were doing the Rashba yesterday. The Rashba says that you could add words to a bracha, right? That's what the Rashba said. In other words, when the Gemara says that Malkum Sha'omru Laharich, Ein Rosh HaLekatzer, Lekatzer Ein Rosh HaLaharich, doesn't mean you can't add words. He says here, page 17. The Gemara is only speaking about that certain words you have to say. Although you didn't say, you know, Torah and Eretz Yisrael and Shekol Shalom and Bris Ba'aretz, so Shalom Hiskir Malchus Beis David B'nei Yerushalayim Machzirin and so. You have to say certain themes, certain things you have to have. But Shar Nusach Habrachas Lo Nusach Lo Chom Mashiach Shiyomar Kach Kach Milos Lo Pachas Lo Yoseh. They didn't say kama milas yomer bezum. It's a tikra ruka ksara. Brachas apeir shomer b'sabuk noki kasa the chamer v'yade kasaver pasuk shik v'shim in chamer. So he says he can add. Yeah, this is where he says it. On the left side of page 17. The last word on the line is nira. That's the word. There was some brachas, you say brachat Hashem, you know, and then you end brachat Hashem. So that's called bracha arucha. But it's not about the quantity of words in the bracha. The quantity of words in the bracha you could be mosif. So this is a fascinating Rashba. This Rashba is like very fundamental. Because you can add more words to the davening.
What about the concept that
it's only the Mekubalim, you know, they're very into specific, you know, that's like the bracha on Neiros Chanukah. Like what? Who was it? Deriza or others? They didn't want the halak near Shulchanika because Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedushanu Zavu Simanu Halak near. So if you say Shel Chanukah, it's 14, but near Chanukah it'll be 13. As a kapeda that you know Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, you know there should be connected to Yud Gimel Midas. So therefore, some have the nusach lahavlik near Chanukah, not shal Chanukah. So that's like I think Arizal or whoever, somebody like that. They're very makpid on specific, but the Rashba says not that way. The Rashba says you can add. It's just certain things you have to have, like certain themes. We have the bris v'torah in benching, you know, things like that. But when the Gemara says Makom Sha'omru L'Katzer Ein Rosh HaLaharich L'Harich Ein Rosh HaLaKatzer, that's only if it's a bracha that's Poseh B'Baruch and Chosim B'Baruch. So then that's Harucha. Then you have to have the Baruch in the beginning, Baruch in the end. And if it's not, then it's a bracha Ksara. But the fact that you could have more words is not a problem.
So,
made her sicha.
Right.
Okay, but that's okay. So that's you know a separate idea. But the ma'isa, it's not considered being mashanim in ba'beis shatovu chachamim. And And the Yerushalmi, he quotes it here, and there's a kov that's called Or Yisrael that comes out in Muncie. And here, take a look on page 20. We said, you know, Chabad from the Arizal has the Nusach Haldik Nershal Shabbos Kodesh. But look at the Yerushalmi. Here he quotes, well, he quotes from the Seder Arav Amram Gon on page 20. Nusach HaBrocha Nog Barov HaKilo Sukifisha Huva B'Seder Amram Shek Deshanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Haldik Nershal Shabbos Chad Hum Barav Yov Shulchan Aruch Bula Marav Yov Or Zaruah Goes my money, Mavi Mary Shalmi, Shanusok Birkas Haner, Shaker Shalmus of Tivan Lalik Nair, Lakovit Shabbos. Kach Nog Paltruma Sadesh. That's the We'll have them near the cover chapis. Ten Nusach Hayusham and Brikas. So that's this Yerushalmi here. And it's quoted in the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh quotes this this Nusach. He goes to Rav Yoh Achel Gimel, Hilchos Yontif, Siman Tov Shin Yud Beis, and in the Chelik Aleph. Because we don't have, he said on the phone in the Yerushalmi that we have, we don't have that, the Gersa in the Yerushalmi. Halik Ner L'Kovit Shabbos. He says the Truma Sedeshin had this also. Closer to the Lakid Yosher. Lakid Yosher was the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshim. Rav Isaac Tirna also has it. That's the Sefer Minhagim of Rav Isaac Tirna. So that's a popular Nusach. And then he says, what do you want to say, Aaron? Do you want to say something? No. Ladlik Nair Lakovit Shabbos. And what's the other Nusach? Ladlik Nair HaShabbos. Nusach HaRambam?
Shel Shabbos, no?
Well, Nusach HaRambam Shel Shabbos. Or Chas Chaim Ladlik Nair Shabbos. Minach Chabad Baruch Ladlik Nair Shabbos Kodesh. We said that.
I think you're one out worried about 13.
That's what I found, the Dufus Pisa. That's the Dufus that we have here. Because I couldn't find the Dufus. There were a couple of Dufus, Dufus de Verna, I couldn't find. I don't think we had that. But the Dufus Pisa we have in the library. Yeah, what did we say?
You're one out worried about 13.
No, those, yeah, it was, that was a certain Masorah that if I, Ner Hanukkah, they were concerned that it should be Lahadlik Ner Hanukkah, so it should be 13 words.
Also, if you say Ner Kavod Shabbos, it kind of changes the whole kind of problem.
Well, what do you do? You're binding it?
I don't know, I feel like you're saying that it's just for... It's just for a nice thing, like to make Shabbos more covered. As if you don't say the covered Shabbos, it's just like, you know, that's just what you do on Shabbos. You like candles.
Well, you don't like candles for covered Shabbos. You know. Take a look at the Avadios. It's true over here, page 19. He says, "Yidei Shemati Bamo Gunishin Nogel Lebrach Shachar Shemalot Zolam Yidei Shemal Shabbos Kodesh." the Statakim Chashiv Hefsik. Because it's not so pashut. Because, in other words, if you're making the bracha before, like the Rambam sheet is, you always have to make the bracha before, for the, right before you do a mitzvah. So, if you follow the Rambam, then when you make brachas for... And the Rambam didn't hold from this thing that when you make the bracha, you mekabel, you know. So according to the Shitas Rishonim, that you make a bracha before the Hablaka, so then it's a big shaila, because if you're putting in the word Kodesh, and it doesn't belong, maybe you're making a hefsik, because normally you can't make a hefsik between a bracha and the Tchilas HaMitzvah. Like when you're being boy de chomitz now, right? So you have to be make a bracha, then you have to start doing the bedikah. Then in the middle of the bedikah, you could talk. Preferably, you should only talk things. You should really only talk things l'tzorach habedikah. Not just preferably, you should only talk things. But you shouldn't be mafsik between the bracha and the tchilas habedikah, because the bedikah has to be the bracha has to be chal on something. Now he says, now maybe you could say that it's no different than when you're allowed to say, bring the salt. It's not true where it says, or get the food for the animals. And the Ramah says, l'chatchil, you should be mafsik. Even things that are also in you. That's why I think Shechter mentioned that he's not mafsing by when he's Messiah Kedushin, right? I don't, when I'm Messiah Kedushin, I make the bracha and then we give them to drink. But then I say, we take out the ring. I say, okay, we're going to take out the ring. There's the Eidim. I talk then, because I don't like to give instructions 3 steps in advance. I like to give instruction as we're doing it. Okay, this is it, now I'm going to do it. So, I think Shefta, I was told, follows the Ramah, that you shouldn't be mafsik l'chatchil, even if it's the tzorach. But others disagree and say that if the tzorach, that's a din l'chatchil, that you could be mafsik. And then he gets on to the thing about b'samechas and imakalo matzliach. You can't have a hefsek ben bracha l'shtiyah. Matzik zikim sha tosefes hazos nilves of nusach habracha ein b'zach hashash hefsek. In other words, if you're being samech on the Rashba, right? And the Rashba says you're allowed to add words. So then it's considered the bracha. In other words, even though normally you don't have the word matzliach, but according to Rashba, it says you can, Hashem bar sosam simcha chosam v'kala gila rina, you can say chachma bina v'das, hatzlacha, bracha, mazel, you can add those things. So if I would have saw the Rashba, I would have said, hey, that's not proper. But the Rashba says, no, there's no such thing. You have to have the basic requirements you have to have there. That's the Rashba. What do you think? So he says, matzliach, so that's not a hefsek, because it's part of the bracha.
Is there anyone who argues with the Rashba and says that the Chachamim were matbea the bracha?
I think the Mekubalim were more. The Kabbalists. Because I told you, like when it comes to Ner is Hanukkah, they're so makrin. Hadlik Ner, not Shal Chanukah, but Ner Chanukah, right? The Arizal. He wanted the daf to be 13 words. Can I get the Yud Gimel Midos, whatever. But the Rashba, is not. Yeah. What's your name one more time?
Noach.
Noach?
Solomson.
Solomson, yeah. One second.
The Rashba Rashba holds there's like a place and manner of restriction on when and where you can add words into the bracha? Or is it just anywhere you want, free for all?
Meaning?
Besides for the... He said that, the Rashba said that you had to make it related to the bracha.
I mean, I don't know if you could add it mamish in the middle of Baruch Ata Hashem, you know, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Say you want to say Baruch Ata Hashem HaGadol HaGibor Mekadesh HaShabbos. I don't know, would you say that? I don't know. You know what I mean? But, like, certainly, like, something like Asher Bar Sosim Simcha, Chosim
Kal. Oh, we talked about yesterday not adding Praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name.
Yeah. Right. But so he says, so you want to, so according to the Rashba, it's mutter to add.
So is any place but that last bracha part?
Maybe in the last bracha part you shouldn't, but he says in the middle of the text. You want to say it, you could add.
But what, isn't the Hashlocha
right after the bracha? Why do you refer to Ari? What? Refer to Ari?
That's found before Mekubalos. That's some other places than Mekubalos.
Right. Right. But the Rashba knows that Gemara also, but he's saying that the Shanem Mabeya just means that the basic Mabeya has to be there. It doesn't mean that you can't... Shanem Mabeya means that you can't delete certain things that need to be there, but it doesn't mean you can't add things.
Like in the YU based Midrash, they had in the Shofros, they had Hayom in there. I think there's a list like that maybe.
What?
Shamea Hayom Tfilat Sama Yisrael Berachamim. He has Hayom in the Brahma.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I guess that would be another thing.
There might be a list like that somewhere.
Yeah. So he says, and then he goes on and says that, you know, the Yeruvatzliach, him can't have, but isn't that going to be a Hefsik in Bracha Vashniyah Masi? So who is he calling from? Pesach and Dover. Masi came to Tosefes as of Nilveis El Nusach HaBracha, Eimizach HaShash Hefsik. Moshe Kos Moram Tshuva. She needs to reshus the Hosif Teva or Tevis Benusach Shetik Du Chazal. Kol Shum Be'idin HaBracha. Nechanami Tevis Matzliach Havim Me'ein HaBracha. Mochoshif Hefsik Klal. If lo ishmitu al leis ladvar. There's a cousin of Rambam Tshuva came before B'chidushi HaRashba. He's a kosher game, but I'm going to say, Tevis Kodesh Shena Elo Tosef Shevach Lo Shabbos. Say Lo Chosh Lo Zeh. And he said that if you say Shabbos Kodesh, you don't have to worry about a hefsek. You go to Tosef Shevach Lo Shabbos. So forget it, it makes it even better. So that's the Shut of Rav Avadia, that he says that Chelet Beis here, that he says that adding to, you know, you're enhancing the covenant of Shabbos by saying Shabbos Kodesh, so it shouldn't be a hefsek.
Change the Nusach HaBracha to L'Kavod Shabbos instead of Shabbos Kod Ladnik near L'Kavod Shabbos, do you not fulfill Shabbos Tasso?
If what? Try again?
If we switch the Nusach HaBracha, right, we said to Ladnik near L'Kavod Shabbos,
yeah.
So then we fulfill the opinion of Shabbos Tasso, no?
Yeah, in other words, oh, if you say L'Kavod Shabbos, is that a
yeah.
Shevach HaShabbos? What
is
that?
Really saying these are for Kavod Shabbos. You're not really saying anything good about Shabbos.
Right, it's maybe a little bit. The Shabbos Kodesh is better, Korah. Shabbos Kodesh only has the the Chisora, that the word Kodesh is at the end, and then you can mefalpo, maybe it's a Hefsik. But let's see what else he says. He said maybe it's a problem of ain chos mi mishnayim, was he only supposed to be chosim with one thing, like mekadesh haShabbos, or. But if you're saying Hashem bara sasim mishamech chosim mekalu matzliach, that's like two different topics. He says some people in Rosh Hashanah say Hashem Hashanah was near Shal Yontif Hazikarab. But he says that should also be okay. Shavikin Tov Lodiyam Shal Yasub is a Kevah Vahosif HaMashik Nuku Chazal. So he says the Truma Sedeshin also has this idea of covered. Okay. It's a fascinating thing. But the Rashba is like a very fundamental point. See, without the Rashba, you see, it's hard to believe. There was, the people who are saying Matzliach, I don't think they're claiming that that was the original Nusach. Right? Or the, I don't know, if the people who are claiming that you're supposed to say Shabbos Kodesh, is that the original Nusach? I don't think that's either.
Is there a reason how the people on the Rashba?
Well, we saw it. I got you the first pizza. You see what I got you? I got you the Tikkun Shabbos from the Arizal, page 3, from 1822. That's pretty good.
No? Yeah, that is pretty good, yeah.
Look, you see on page 3? 1822. The first pizza. That's not bad. Okay, I'm going to say, so... okay, so like this. Sunday, Bez Hashem, we'll have a Bechina from 10 to... We might have... I might be giving a shiur from my apartment because... So...
The why?
Is anyone around on Sunday to...
Is anyone around to help me with the...
Hi?
Yeah, I can help out.
Okay. So we could have it from here then. Yeah. Give a shiur here. Have a Bechina from 10 to 11. And then from 11 to 12, we could have the... So we're going to have a shiur. I'm trying to have a yoni.